When our core wounds meet the physical world, it offers us the opportunity to heal from the trauma and the emotional wear and tear we have endured in this lifetime. How many core wounds are there to heal? In this podcast series, we will talk about them all: healing the emotional core wounding, including the mother wound, the primal wound, so we can walk in our medicine to be the healers that we all are. Join podcast host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod with her very special guest, Cornelia Stephanie. This podcast is one for the ages, living beyond the core wounds.
Hello, friends. I am absolutely delighted to be sponsoring and hosting this podcast series. Today, we are talking about the mother wound. If you did not hear part one of this wound, I encourage you to find it, listen to it, and make sure that you have pen and paper. After that discussion, my dear friend Cornelia and I just sat for a second when we ended the recording and said, this is good. This is good. It's important. It's absolutely vital. Like I said in the introduction, it's a conversation for our times. Before we get started today, I want to read another little piece that I found in Cornelia's book. In the beginning of the last episode, I read a piece and I full on nearly cried. But this that I'm about to share with you is a blessing. It's not, it's a blessing because when I read it, I wrote in the margin after it, amen. And so here's what it says. May you bring your peace, your gratitude, your love, your consciousness, and your joy into each and every present moment. I cannot think of anything that is more important for you to do than that. But in order to do that, sometimes it does take some clearing work. And that is what we're discussing today. So again, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome my friend, my coach, my colleague, my client. We do it all with and for each other. Cornelia Stephanie. Stephanie, hello, friend. How are you?
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for this wonderful space that you created, for asking for this and for sponsoring this show and this series, because it's really the first series that we're doing, that I've done, talking about the emotional core wounds. I think back early on, I toured different podcasts and talked about various different wounds, but not in a series like this. And it was because of your curiosity and you wanted to bring this work out that we're having this discussion. But while we're here, I just want to thank you again from the bottom of my soul and my heart that, Susan, you are the sponsor, our number one sponsor for the KS Media Group app, which I want to tell everyone about. The KS Media Group app, you can download this from your app store or your Play Store, and it is a well-being place for you. There is new thought leaders from around the world that I featured there, and they bring their personal growth tools to you so that you can have it easier in your life. We have articles, we have podcasts, we, lots of time are offering free gifts on the homepage of the app. And I will reference a podcast series in this podcast today that I think is an important one, and that is the Self-Realization and Healing the Inner Child series, because we're talking about the core mother wound right now. So, the wound and what it is, what is that wound, and then living beyond that core wound and becoming the mother, becoming your own inner parent, becoming your own inner mother and your own inner father, because that's that masculine and feminine energy that's playing out. But right now we're talking about the mother wounding, because I want to also talk about what does it look like to be, the victim in that energy. And because a lot of that, you know, taking full ownership and full responsibility for our lives when we're wounded is very challenging to do. It's hard. It's hard. And the other thing, Susan, you said is that, you know, this is a teaching for the ages. And what I call this teaching, I call this timeless, that literally this can be taught on any planet in our solar system as basics. You know, these are the basics for being human. These are the basics for living, because feeling your emotions is a really big component to your health and your well-being and your healing. If you're not comfortable with feeling your emotions, all of them, everything that makes you human, you're continuously going to be looking for distractions and numbing from the outside that is going to cover that up so that you don't have to feel all that stuff that's there to be dealt with. And especially in today's time with the evolution that we are in of, again, going from trauma to core wounding to living everything that we're not, to build a whole new earth, a whole new world with our unconditional love, our compassion, our lightness of being, of our crystalline being, not in our density of where we have been, but moving higher into higher vibrational ways of living and being. So that really is where we're going. And we are building our new earth with not having those emotional core wounding triggers anymore, because as we've been triggered, and now moving beyond those triggers, what are we going to do with our energy when we don't have to heal the core wounding? What are we going to do with our energy when we don't have to do all this personal growth work? Because that's like a full-time job. Yep. You know, that personal growth work is a full-time job. And really having the time and energy to put our focus on Mother Nature and what it is that we want to create in sustainable living in moving forward, think about where we want to be in the next 10 years from now. But when we're still doing our healing work, that's primary. And that's why doing that healing work, every single person that is on this planet has the choice and ability to do that work. We all have the same tools inside of us that you certainly can do it. It takes a lot of courage and willingness to feel all of that distortion that we bought into and the traumas that need to be healed. But I can tell you from it just amazes me that the rebirth that happens when we're willing to surrender and move into the deep core.
Well, Cornelia, you know, when we were planning this podcast, we talked about this podcast series and set our intention for what it was that we wanted to offer out into our universe. We wanted to share some stories. So as it turns out, what you just said, I am the story for that. So what you just said was, and I'm writing notes here, that's what I'm looking down at. What are we going to do with our energy when we don't have to focus on our own healing? And what's happened with me, as you have very well seen and experienced with me, what I do with my energy is good, right? What I have done is focus on the good. What I have done is focus on the positive. And what has happened is that not only in the physical and the mental, but also the energetic and spiritual, such that people say, I like to be with you. It feels good to be with you. And that's emitting, right? We're emitting the when we don't have that dense, difficult energy. For me, anxiety, depression, worry, type A perfectionism, based on the core wounds of my own, then we have more time, more energy. We're in a healed and therefore revealed state. And that's what's happened. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I, you know, that it's again, it's you having done that inner work. And now, you know, it's not that we're not going to still have challenges and issues to deal with, because we are. But I, you know, you're not going to be spending hours and hours and hours of crying and releasing and healing, because you're going to be, you know, creating instead, putting inspired information out, you know, connecting with people, helping other people rise into their greatness, into their innocence, into their place of remembering, because, you know, like you just said, people feel safe with you. They like being with you. They like being in your space. And that is because it feels good there. You know, the mother that lives there has loved that little inner child so well. And that it's like the friends want to come over and yeah. The friends want to play.
Let's go to let's get to this. So first of all, I wanted to say the KS Media Group app. And then you can look for the podcast called Self-Realization and the Inner Child. I wanted to repeat it, Cornelia, that you did with our dear friend and colleague, Nadine Searle, the Calmer Self Coach. The first video on my screen has you holding up a teddy bear, and it's 20 episodes of a beautiful consciousness raising about the inner child. Let's go to the thing that you said that we really wanted to address, which is becoming the mother.
Yes. So first I want to say, go to directories in the app, go there, click on directories, and then look where it says podcasts and videos. And click on podcasts and videos. And then you're going to see the many podcasts listed, including Susan's Confidence Zone and Conscious Business with Antonina and various other podcast hosts. But go down a little ways and you're going to see Self-Realization and the Inner Child. And that work is the Self-Realization and the Inner Child is really the innocence, returning back to our innocence, returning back to our magical child, returning back to the purity of our beauty, of our magnificence, of what it is that we're here to create now from this new place, right? That beautiful inner child. So that series, they're like Susan said, there's 20 episodes there. Lots of work went into that, and also everything. You could take that as a course and just take your pen and paper and just take yourself through it. And really, it's all free. This is all part of our generosity of giving so freely with this beautiful work, this information, this personal growth work, all to support the people to become whole. Because we're already whole. It's just we weren't acting like it. That's all. But becoming the mother, what does it mean to you, Susan?
Well, it's first of all, I really had no idea. I had done a lot of inner child work and with myself and with my clients, but I really didn't have any idea. But now I know it's hard for me to, you know, remember back to before I knew what it was. And it's mostly about self-nurturing. But part of what it means to me, Cornelia, is non-judgment of my mother. Non-judgment of my mother. When I realize and accept, and also non-judgment of myself as a mother, and that is when I accept those things, then I can better self-nurture. I can take the role the way you've described so beautifully. You talked about it in our last episode, that I can be the most nurturing, compassionate, safe, unconditionally loving expression.
When your inner child is healed, when you've done that core work and the inner child is healed, the inner child isn't looking outside to the mother anymore and asking for what it didn't get. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I get it.
Outside, it's not going, hey, I'm triggered. You're not giving me what I need. I, I need love. I need nurturing. I need to be held. You're not there for me. You've never been there for me, whatever the story might be. But the inner child isn't looking outside of itself anymore because it's been loved free, which is what I like to call loved free. It's been loved. And becoming the mother is what you are doing, healing your own inner child. That is what becoming the mother is. And for me to become the mother, for me, what it meant for me and what it means to me, again, like I talked about in series one or in the previous episode, is that when I was healing my inner child, and I was, you know, again, I talked about it from the time period when I was a kid and I didn't get my emotional needs met because I had to be an adult as a child. I had to be an adult. So I didn't have the opportunity to be a child, right? So when I was doing that healing work myself, again, I would be imagining merging with Mother Mary, merging with Mary Magdalene, and bringing their love, that archetypal love, that beautiful love, and bringing that energy that's also in me, bringing that energy to my wounded child that is hurting and that needed that love. And I can even extend that love to my mother and send that energy to her, right, that she didn't get. And then when I think about my mother's mother, about how she didn't get it, and so on and so on. And I knew from an early on time when my life was not a traditional life. Like, I didn't have a traditional life the way that most people do, because my life was very dysfunctional and hectic and chaotic straight away from the time I was a young girl. You know, the father was gone. The mother was raising three children by herself, and there was nobody at home with the kids during the day and even sometimes at night. And so it was, you know, I was that nurturer there in the family. So always giving out. What happens when we always give out to others and not give to ourselves? That's also what it means becoming the mother. So in what the inner child really needs, it needs that unconditional love. And you said the word earlier, acceptance. You said it in reference to your mother. And I feel like if we're really accepting ourselves, really acceptance of being in acceptance of our wounds, of what it is that, who it is that we are, the quirks, the warts, the whole thing, the body, all of that, when we're fully in acceptance, that is how the mother would act. That is how the mother would be. That is, to me, that's what that means.
Right. So you just said before we were talking about your podcast series with Nadine, and you said it could be a course, you know, take your pen and paper. So even though I know this, I've been doing this, I have my pen and paper. So I'm writing my own notes, sitting here thinking, oh, this is so good. When you say looking outside, the child doesn't need to look outside of itself anymore. For all those things, the love, nurturing, etc. When you're, because I'm healed, and I can provide it for myself. So, in the good way, friends, in the good way, not in the way that you just described when you were a little girl, that you were taking care of yourself, your siblings, your mother, or whatever, that might be considered in the difficult way.
Right.
We're in the healing. When you go through the emotional processing that Cornelia is teaching us, you last episode, we talked about sitting with it, feeling it like a storm, allowing it to come through you. Then you're in the healing of it, and you stop going outside of yourself. Wow, I'm feeling a lot of energy here, Cornelia, about people watching and listening to this, going outside of yourself with your needs and providing that for yourself.
Because most of the time people do project what it is that they need onto their partners or onto, you know, whoever the people are in your life, you project it out. You're not giving me this. 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 I'm not receiving this. Instead of going, what is this experience about for me? What is this bringing up for me? This is reminding me of something from my childhood that I didn't get. Thank you so much for being the catalyst for this. And, you know, I now, you know, can take this into my journaling or into my coaching or wherever it is. So it's really, again, becoming your own inner parent, your own inner mother, your own inner father. The mothering is the nurturing energy, but also the father is the nurturer too. The father is the nurturer too. I mean, you know, fathers really a high archetypal energy of a father energy is definitely going to read to you, is going to make sure that you had food to eat, make sure that you are safe, and make sure that you are taken care of. And so does the mother energy as well. The mother is going to make sure that you have all of those things too. So becoming your own inner mother, your own inner father. But really, I think for a lot of us, is healing that mother core wound was a really big one in this lifetime.
The mother bond cannot be, all right, the mother bond is, I mean, sacrosanct. It's the deepest, maybe you're inside the mother, you know, you're in the womb of the mother. Having said that, I do like the application again that we're exploring here of the father energy. Friends, listen to the language that Cornelia is using, that the unconditional, nurturing, non-judgment, compassionate, empathic love of the mother that you can find and feel and create that for yourself through the emotional processing, through listening to this conversation, through learning. And then the father energy, as you define it, you can also be, the father energy might be considered providing for you, right? And so you can also provide for yourself in a way that I've also learned from Cornelia is what we call being in your sovereign, being truly sovereign, being truly sovereign. Yeah. There's so much in here.
There's so much. There's so much with all of this. With being a sovereign person, being, what does that mean? What does it mean to be your own inner mother, your own inner father, being able to define that for yourself so that you can rely and trust your process and the work that you are doing. I mean, I'm just looking at it now, you know, this work, it took a decade to really, I want to say from 2008 to 2015 is when all of that work was being presented and cleared in my own life when I was helping others as well, clearing the emotional core wounding. And now, you know, living beyond those core wounds, because I'm not walking around talking. My inner child isn't active. My inner child, my wounded child, I should say, isn't active anymore. There isn't that, that's not coming up for me. So that, you know, it's when you really return back to your magnificence and to your innocence, that's why this is what is possible to live beyond our core wounding. I wrote this part in my book. You read a quote earlier, and this one, we could actually say this part in every single episode. And that is this: when does the pain stop? After you clear the core wounds, layer by layer, the pain stops. You move into a neutral space within your being. The wounded child, the one who has been crying for your attention all of your life, has now been loved and nurtured by you. The wounded ego has learned to let go of control and trust the higher self to be led from the heart. The victim, after many lifetimes of dedicated service, work and slavery, has been retired and is now free. The victim is free. The addict is no longer looking for something to numb or fill a void. as the addict has now chosen to fill itself with radical self-love as nothing else will do. The wounded child, the wounded ego, the victim, the addict are no longer playing parts in your movie.
What page was that, Cornelia?
And page 68.
So page 68 in the book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger by Cornelia Stephanie. That was a good one.
That
was really a good one. And let's just see if I also highlighted it just for fun.
Okay.
I did not, but I'll tell you something. There's no highlighting in this chapter. So I must have not spent enough time with this chapter titled Emotional Healing and Self-Regeneration.
Right.
Now, I wanted to come back to something that you said, Cornelia, and that is this. First of all, I want to say again, I want to remind our friends to get a pen and paper and listen to all this again. And so I wanted to come back to something that you said, which is that as the young child, you experienced difficulty. You experienced what we're going to use the word dysfunction for now to describe that. And surely you didn't have what might be considered an ideal experience of a mother figure with the unconditional love, right? For the reasons she also didn't, et cetera. So for you, the construct to be able to become the mother, to become your own inner mother, you've used the construct of Mary Magdalene, the mother of God, so that you had a vision in your imagination of what the true mother might be. And for someone else, there may be another construct. It could be Mother Teresa, for example. I mean, it could be whatever.
Mother Teresa wouldn't be one for me. I'm sorry.
No, for someone else, I said.
Yeah.
Because
Mother Teresa lacked, I'm just going to put this out there.
Yeah.
She completely left herself out of the equation. So for me, she is a model of what not to be.
That I totally get. Such an interesting conversation for another podcast, inside the core wounds, but
yeah. But I do feel like we need to probably do one more on the mother wound, and I think it would be a good one. Like the reason why is because, you know, we want to talk about the destructive energy of, you know, the darkness of like the rage and the fire. And then, you know, that's also part of the mother wound. That's also part of that. And we want to talk about the softness, you know, when we're looking at Mother Mary, the mother of God, or in the heart of God, the mother of God, when we're looking at that energy, it is a soft energy, all encompassing, loving, that kind of thing. But then you also have, you know, the Black Madonna energy where you're like, okay, you know, I'm going to, you know, destroy this. I'm going to cut this out. I'm going to burn this up. I'm going to, you know, all these things, right? That's also part of our healing as well when it comes to the mother, becoming the mother. And I think it's important that we address, because a lot of people, you know, sometimes in order to become the mother, we have to be fierce. We have to be so fierce to stand up, not on this planet, not on my watch are you going to be abusing this, not on my watch are you going to harm children, not on my watch are you going to stuff like these. This is what we need to.
Yeah. So, friends, stay connected, because we're going to do a third episode on this core wound, the mother wound, and we'll talk about the darkness, and we'll also talk about the light. I love this idea. It was also interesting because as soon as you said that about Mother Teresa, I knew exactly what you were talking about, that there's, you're talking about that self-sacrifice that is imposed, and not, and so we'll talk about that. That's really good. And this is also a very interesting idea. If somebody doesn't have a mother, you know, they can sort of go to in their mind to embrace or whatever, then that's something that we'll talk about as well. So here we are again, Cornelia. I want to let our viewers and listeners know that they can work with you on healing the core wounding. It's not a lifetime sentence. As you've let us know, it can happen pretty quickly. And so how can people get in touch with you?
So if you want to work with me and to support you to clear some of your own core wounding, in one or two sessions, we can get to the core of those sessions. And you, I will be showing you how to clear those out. We will clear those out together. So you can message me by phone, 360-941-5783. Just text me and say, I'm ready to, you know, have a discussion with you on core wounding. And then we'll set a time and then we can figure out when it's good for both of us. And I will support you in either supporting you to clear out your own core wounding, or also you might want to use this work for some of the work that you're doing with clients and maybe bring this into your healing modalities, such as Reiki or EMT, or what other modalities are you using? So, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. And that's what I've done. I didn't do it with intention. I didn't do it, you know, like that's just what's happened with me as I've experienced it, learned, grown. I've done my own work to adopt and adapt, and now I use it. So I'm delighted. Well, thank you, friend. Always a pleasure. This is good stuff. And I'm already looking forward to comments that people will be making. I want to invite viewers who see this video, if they see it on my YouTube channel, please like the YouTube channel. If you see it on Cornelia's, please subscribe to our YouTube channels. It's very important to us in order to be able to continue to have conversations like this for you.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. I'll see you soon. Take care.